Freelance reporter Jill Carroll was working for the U.S. newspaper The Christian Science Monitor. She was kidnapped January 7th in Baghdad by a group calling itself the Revenge Brigade. The captors killed her Iraqi translator, Alan Enwia.
The crack of a door was open, you know, and I saw, you know, I saw Alan was there, and I saw him kill Alan.
Carroll says moments later, one of her kidnappers called home to say he was bringing Carroll to meet his family.
And they got off the phone. He said, oh, my mother and my sister and my wife are so, they love you so much. They're so happy to have that you're coming.
Carroll believes the insurgents moved her among at least six different houses during her 82 days in captivity. She says she feared for her life every day. Her captors wanted to teach her the Quran, so Carroll memorized passages as they read the Quran to her for hours at a time. Months before the terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was killed in Iraq, the kidnappers told her they were inspired by Zarqawi and the idea of global jihad. She says family members within the insurgency collaborated closely, including a five-year-old boy whose parents helped guard Carroll.
This little boy, his little voice, I didn't know he was even there. The little boy goes, I'm a mujahid, which means I'm a holy warrior. He's 5 years old. I got to know this kid pretty well. He's really cute.
Carroll says she was stunned to learn that the pregnant wife of one of her kidnappers wanted to become a suicide bomber.
We're in a kitchen, and her husband came in, that guy, who, you know, and he says, oh, you know, Ali, she wants to be a suicide bomber. And Ali's like, oh, yeah, I do. And she obviously was really blushing because he was praising her, and she was really proud of it.
The U.S. military has arrested four Iraqi men suspected of being involved in Carroll's kidnapping. But Carroll believes families of the men will continue fighting in the insurgency.
That wife is going to raise her kids, that little son, to fight and to kill. I mean, that little boy will be, you know, on a street corner the next day looking out for a patrol to come by and then giving the signal to someone to set off an IED or who knows what. But the whole family is our operation. So what are you going to do, like arrest all of them, kill all of them?
On March 30th, the insurgents gave Carroll new clothes and put her in a car. She believed they were going to kill her until one of the kidnappers offered her money.
He started taking out money out of his wallet, I guess, and putting $100 bills in my hand like this. He said, this $100 bill is because we're sorry for your trouble. And this one is for your computer. And this one is for your father. Tell him we're sorry. And this is for your mother. Tell her we're sorry.
Carroll was released, but says she still feels responsible for the death of Alan Enwia, her friend and translator. Leita Hong Fincher, VOA News.